The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2, Dublin City FM. The Sod Show, Friday, 23rd of September, 2011. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Brian. How are you? And happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Glorious week.
Hey, yeah. Well, I think it might be a few sore heads after a happy Arthur's Day yesterday.
Was indeed. How old is Arthur?
He's older than me and you put together, I think, in short.
1759.
Yeah, was that time? No, it's only 1500 approximately.
That's what it would be. Time wise on the 24-hour clock. Hey, we're outside today. We've got the sounds of the birds and the bees around us as cars pass by and trees and whistle in the wind. It's been a while since we've done this. This reminds me of the old podcast, the old Sodcast pre-103 Dublin City FM days.
Yes, we're outdoors. I don't know if you can pick up on that. We'll see if our microphones will stretch that far. Have a listen to this. That is the sound of Ryanair, I think.
Hey, we're heading down to Dundarry Park for the camping this weekend and for the festival, that is. You might remember they were on the show approximately, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, was it? Yeah. And I think we're going to be talking a little bit about our preparations for there. We'll also have Song of the Week and what else are we going to be talking about? Yeah, pretty much just getting ready for the adventure that we're heading on for this weekend. Looking forward to it.
We're also going to be talking to somebody special who is from Cork.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Finbar O'Mahony. He owns a garden centre down in Kilbritton in Cork. An intriguing character, I have to say. He was when I was 17, 18 and I was in college. I don't think he's changed a whole lot since. I think you'll agree with that one, Brian, and you've never even met him personally.
Yeah, I can't agree or disagree that he has or hasn't changed because I didn't know him then, but he sounds like the character you went to college with.
No, I have to say, you couldn't ask for a finer gentleman than is our Finbar, but also, apart from being a nice guy, a guy with a little bit of a sense of humour, and I think that's something that is entirely necessary in life, particularly when you are in business for yourself and you do have a little secret garden centre based in Kilbritton in Cork.
We're outdoors today and we're also going on the road in the future. So I want to ask people, if you'd like the Sod Show to come to your town in Dublin, we can roll in with microphones and have a chat with your community. We're going to be visiting around Dublin between now and the new year. So if you want to get in touch, how do you get in touch with us?
You can get in contact with us through Dublin City FM or just send us a message on Twitter is the easiest and say with the hashtag Sod Show. I mean, in the modern days of internet and social media and all that kind of stuff, it's very easy to do. So we'll pick it up with the hashtag Sod Show.
Also available on the blog at blog.donneganlandscaping.com.
In iTunes, where you will find us in the outdoor category, just search Sod Show and you can find us there too.
Yes, but we are going on the road into the communities for roundtable discussions with a group of people who will have interesting things to add to the Sod Show.
Yeah, well, first let's go for Song of the Week, and being that we are heading on the road, I think there is no more fitting a tune than Can't Heat. Some place where I've never been before.
103.2 Dublin City FM. It's the Sod Show in the Sod Show live drive vehicle driving around Dublin City as you listen to us. We're preparing to head off on a weekend camp. And you know that we do gardening and landscaping and all sorts of outdoor-y things. And you know that Peter's a big fan of his camping. Well, I never knew there was so much preparation involved. Peter, there's so many things to get right. If you don't want to go camping and get fleeced for outdoor, you know, food vendors, you've got to stock up with your food. But to cook your food, you're going to need your camping stove. You're going to need gas for that. And then you just run into this, like, where do I get gas refilled? There's nowhere stocking the one that you have. So tell me a bit about the preparation. This is like military. You've got to have all your things sorted out.
I think first things first was about 2 weeks ago, I was trying to find a day where I could air the tent to get it rolled up so that it would fit into the back of the Jeep with everything else that needs to go. As soon as that was sorted and cleaned and dried and aired and hung in the shed, because it started to rain in between, the next thing, funnily enough, surprising to most, was the search for camping gas, as you rightly pointed out. And it was very much a case of I rang my dad, who rang my brother-in-law, who pointed me in the direction of your neighbourly Baldoyle Industrial Estate, where we couldn't find anybody who did it. I think we then went to another place after phoning somebody else, who the owner of that shop said, well, go down to there. And
we went to Eddie's on the Hole in the Wall Road in Donnymeath, and he said, go up to Bobby, an expert hardware in Brookstone Road, Baldoyle, and lo and behold, the local shop had it and nobody else has it.
Yeah, the funny thing is he was saying to us, and my dad had alluded me to this point as well, if you'll know there are the wee little barrel kegs of blue camping gas, GAZ. They're about maybe, what, a foot high by about a foot wide approximately. Campers would know them. The problem is if you have never owned a blue camping gas keg before, they cost somewhere between about 60 to 80 quid, assuming you don't own one. Now, if you're only looking for a refill, it's approximately 22 euro is what it is. And that can vary a little bit, 2, 3 euro hit or ditter. But
which isn't too bad.
No, it's not bad. It's good value. And I'll put it to you in context with cooking for 3 people on demand for what have I done this year, 4 approximate camping trips, breakfast, lunch and dinner in bad weather, I would suggest as well. So there was no kind of, you know, a little bit of cornflakes. It was porridge, sausages, blah, blah, blah. We've done 12 days of that breakfast, lunch and dinner gas for approximately 20 quid in a little keg. The key to it, though, as I said, is if you don't own one. And I think the hot tip that came from my dad and also came from the hardware store in the Hole in the Wall Road, if you head up to the recycle centre or the recycle centres and take a look around there, you'll generally find one lying there somewhere ready to take away. And that is approximately 60 euros worth of unwritten money, all right. I mean, you know, it's a bit like Monopoly money, but if you have some.
That sounds a bit like skip hunting and skip diving and a really cheapo way to get yourself sorted out with a canister of gas. But in fact, it's totally legitimate way to do it. Nobody will bat an eyelid. They will, you know, expect you to do it that way. We're getting signals and all sorts of things into the car. We've been stared at for conducting an interview as we drive around Dublin City.
Well, it is the live drive.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, what a live drive.
But just to clarify, that nobody will look at you twice if you go down to your local recycling centre, just go for one of these blue bottles, take it away for free, bring it to some hardware that'll refill it for you, and you've saved yourself 60 quid. Happy days, because then you can go camping with an extra 60 quid in your pocket.
Well, funnily enough, next week up on the show, we have Aaron from Millets Camping in Mary Street, not connected to the other Millets camping stores, just Millets Mary Street, as owned by Gellert Camping. And I was in Aaron's shop there midweek, and as you can gather, like, I only wear shorts even in the winter time. But the trick is if you're going to get wet, it's how fast can you get dry. And that's where I don't wear jeans, I only wear shorts in the bad weather, and that's where it starts to make sense. But the funny thing is their shorts, just as per an example, they're all on sale. Now, a good pair of camping shorts, and this is where it makes sense, it will cost me about 50 quid. €50 for a pair of shorts is ruddy expensive, but they're selling them now at £17. And most camping shops are clearing out what would be the stock, the summer stock, inverted commas, the tents and all of that kind of jazz. It is the best time to buy. It's like buying Christmas cards in January, and that's what I would highly recommend you do. But again, we'll have Aaron on the show next week. We'll talk to him a bit better about that.
You said summer stock, inverted commas. You mean summer stock, cough, cough.
Yeah, well, I mean... Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, I got myself a high-powered... Do you remember we spoke before about hydrostatic head ratings for as a measure of how waterproof a tent was?
I thought you were making all this up.
Did you know there's a hydrostatic head rating for a coat, for a rain jacket? That is a measure of how wet I will not be this coming weekend at the Spirit of Folk Festival. And I think it's... You know, you buy once, you buy right is my attitude. But if you're going to buy a decent pair of camping shorts that are going to dry out in approximate 10 minutes, then yeah, I'd pay £50 for a pair of shorts, as I have done before. I've now bought this weekend two pairs of shorts for approximately €30. Bargain value, great value. As I said to you, you couldn't pick a better time to go and buy camping gear.
And if you're prepping on your foodstuffs, is there any kind of no-nos that you shouldn't go for? And what are the old reliables that you should go for camping on the old stove?
I think the big thing that I was always mildly dubious about was buying things like a chicken that wasn't prepared in the butcher shops, let's say, on the day. And that's the thing where I would say, look, buy once, buy right, and buy that in particular on the day. For me personally, what I'll probably be doing this weekend is I'll have a pot of, you might say, stew with meat and vegetables and rice or potatoes prepared probably this evening, but not cooked entirely. Tomorrow, just as we're driving out the door, it'll be boiled or brought to ultimate boiling point, then taken off the stove, wrapped up in a towel, then wrapped up in a picnic blanket, then held in position, locked in the back of the Jeep, and the lid will be just about sealed. A good old Crusoe pot will work extremely well in something like that. Once that's in order, it means when we arrive, we pitch the tent. Bearing in mind, I'm going to be working from what, tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning, finish work at 2, load straight up, pick my pot up off the stove, and then it's straight down to Dunderry Park. When we get there, by the time we pitch the tent, it's going to be 5 o'clock, and I will be ruddy starving. And you need a good fill, you need a really good fill inside you. So it's a fresh baked loaf of brown bread and our pot of stew, and we will be good to go for the day. Next day is breakfast, and it's breakfast, sausages, rashers. Lengths of pudding are really, really good to cook. Rashers don't work out too well, and mushrooms really don't fill the hole. And again, a nice big batch loaf of brown bread, and that will keep us going for the day. I think the other two things is that the... some readers of the blog at DonaghanLandscaping.com might remember I did a review of the MS Orr Pocket Rocket. The guys who invented that, you might remember, Brian, were the two ex-employees of Boeing. And I was describing to you the flame that came out of the cooker itself. And it needs a butane propane gas mix with a screw-on valve. And again, I would suggest to people, look, if you're unsure what gas you're buying, just bring the cooker in, because I just about made the mistake walking out of the hardware store on Hole in the Wall Road. But that will give me instant coffee now tomorrow. Instant coffee, I say, but I will do it in the old espresso cooker. So I'll have real decent, good, honest, proper coffee prepared. Grind the beans at home, bring it with us. So I have all my creature comforts, but... Again, as you spoke about food vendors, am I paying €3 for a cup of black water? No, I'm not.
We're talking camping, not glamping, creature comforts without the running hot water and electricity supply and a fuse board in your tent. But we're camping and we're talking about cooking. And something came up in conversation earlier, so I'll raise it now while we're recording and say that if you're new to camping, you might think that, you know, we're camping, we'll have a little fire, you know, a little bit away from the tent, and it'll be, you know, that kind of quintessential picture of camping. Yeah, but fires, they're frowned upon by campsite owners and festival campsites. They're just too dangerous, are they?
I think when you've got a tent and you've got alcohol and you've got tent and alcohol and fire. The three don't really mix that well. So I think a lot of campsites will kind of ask you nicely that you don't, full stop. And that's zero to do with anything. It's just that maybe there's woods or trees or forestry in and around about the place. Festival-wise, I think it's frowned upon, definitely frowned upon, as far as I would be concerned anyway. I think there are what some might call, a barbecue that would double up as being able to contain a fire that may be allowed. But you can, you got to bear in mind, Brian, you're talking a half hour before the coals warm up, it's getting the fire started, it's waiting for the coals to cool down, it's getting it to the right temperature. And then you're saying take something like a chicken-based meal and put it onto a barbecue and hope that it will cook properly. You know, anybody who's done a barbecue at their back garden and it's either A, burnt to a cinder, or B, it's, not cooked entirely well. Well, let me tell you, when there's three or four kids and family involved and they're all waiting on you, it's not a funny thing when you get it right or entirely wrong.
So if you get your preparation right, you should be set up for a good weekend's camping and then do what you're supposed to be doing when you're camping. Get outdoors and have loads of fun.
Yeah, and I think some people are going to be wondering why we're doing this in to the tail end of September. But as I said to you, I'm querying, why are we doing this at the tail end of September myself before anybody else asks? Is it because we're heading to Dundarry Park? Well, I suppose so. But then I know people who do the extreme camping.
Opportunity knocks and we're taking it.
Well, opportunity has knocked. And what's wrong with going camping in the great outdoors, I suppose, in September? Look, I know there are campsites in the country that are open 12 months of the year. And I would say, yeah, if you're into it, go do it. Absolutely. But it is a great time to buy. It is a great time to buy.
And we'll have a report on how Brian Green got on his first camping expedition in the hands of experts who are helping him out next week.
The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
So on the line I have Finbar O'Mahony. Finbar is from West Cork Secret Garden Centre in Kilbritton in County Cork. Finbar, how are you, sir?
I am very good today, sir.
For those who don't know, we went to college together.
That's correct. Many moons ago.
Not that many now, I'm still...
And a great education we got there too.
Oh, we had a fine education, yes. I learned a lot more than someone would give me credit for, on maybe to an extent. Finbar, there's a reason why we're talking, because you do manage and own and run a garden centre in West Cork, but you've made some changes to it which I found extremely surprising. What are those changes? Can you explain to people?
Well, I suppose from my upbringing, coming from a farming background, I've put... and being a part-time FCA person for my over the years, I've actually put all the aspects that I know of and put them into the garden centre, which comprises of my activity centre, which goes from the farming background. We've actually kind of a mechanical cow, so the people from the city that have never milked a cow in their life can actually come down and literally milk a cow. I did for my FCA training, I had put in an obstacle course for the kids. And from that then, we've actually incorporated that totally within the garden. So, like, you have the... Like, normally you would see an obstacle course and it's out in the middle of a wood and it's covered in muck, and whereas we have this scaled... It's looking nice.
Explain this to me. Back this up, because I was looking at Brian there when you said the mechanical cow. Explain this to me like I'm a two-year-old. And bear in mind, you're talking on Dublin City FM. This isn't rural City FM.
Well, in the country, they have fake tits, literally, for feeding calves mechanically.
Uh-huh.
So what we've done actually is attach these to the underneath of a pipe, and we fill our cow with water, and we run a little competition for the groups that come out to us, and whoever milks the most in a certain period of time are the winners of that competition. So literally, four people are sitting at the cow, sitting under bales of straw, and off they go milking.
And silly as this may sound, but people pay for the privilege of milking the mechanical cow.
Yes.
Wow.
Big and old, and they have, like, this is only one aspect of the games.
Okay.
This is part one.
Okay, give me a lowdown on the, it's not an assault course, it's
There's a part of it as a mini assault course, yes, would be replicated on a military style.
And what's the youngest age that would have done this?
We start from birthday parties from 8 upwards, 7, 8.
Upwards to 78?
Well, actually, believe it or not, we've had a birthday party even recently, and 8-year-olds and 10, 12-year-olds are coming on the slide. And Mammy and Daddy were actually so engrossed that, let's say, one person down to the boxers and up down he went, and Mammy almost went the same. that is another part of it. We've a wet slide on the 180-foot wet slide.
People wonder why I do radio. It is for glorious moments like this. And now you have a rough idea why I loved my college years so much. Brian, your thoughts on this one?
I'm wondering, do you have showering facilities on site?
We're working on that at the moment. As we speak, we're working on that.
Wow. And how many people are coming through this place?
It's slow at the start. Now we're having kind of regular birthday parties for the smallies kind of every weekend. We got very busy there towards the end of the summer. And now we're looking at the corporate side of things and hens and things. Like we're only 7 miles from Kinsale and 7 miles from Clonakilty. We're kind of in that geographic. So we have a lot of groups that would be entering into Kinsale and Clonakilty, and we're trying to give them something different. We're nestled into the kind of the hills and stuff. Like we are surrounded by wood, so like we have the garden, and then you have the games within it.
Finbar, the usual thing for garden centres, as most people would be aware now, is that you can go in, you can have the Christmas shop, and you can have the cafe, and you know, you can wander through the plants parts, and you eventually go out and you have a nice bite to eat on a Sunday. What was the thinking or the strategy behind taking this stage beyond? I've got to give you credit. It's something extremely unique, and it's definitely something I've never heard of before in a garden centre.
Well, you see, when I was looking at it first, I was so far off the beaten track. Everyone has the word, and they go exclamation marks, location, location, location. But as you can see, hear the word secret. The secret is from the idea, the book, Positive Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually where the secret. People have this notion that we have the secret garden. The secret is where if you dream of something, anything is possible. And what I needed to do was, okay, garden centre is my whole, like I've landscaped for the last 12 years, but I needed to, the garden centre is my love, as the person would say, but I needed to bring other aspects that I enjoy as well into the whole thinking of the whole centre. So we have literally from a fruit garden where people can literally come, like a lot of places where you'd, let me backtrack, you go to a garden centre, they don't know, you're taught how to prune an apple tree, you're taught how to grow a fruit bush, but nobody will actually show you how to grow the fruit bush or prune the apple tree. Whereas we have the apple trees growing that we will hopefully in time we'll run a course on this is how you prune it. You can literally give yourself a second and this is where you prune and this is how you do it. Same with the fruit garden where we're doing a pick your own as well. We'll show you how the fruit is actually growing. The herb garden is there growing, so you can actually see your herbs growing. The vegetable garden is the same. You can actually go and pick your veg, and on any certain day, if someone's lucky, we actually give them a bit of veg going home as well.
My God. And this is something that's running down in West Cork Secret Garden Centre as well?
Correct, yeah. This is all the whole, like, and that's all built in around the play area. And when they're then finished on the play area, we take a respite in the cafe where we have a stone-baked pizza oven, where is the natural system on baking pizzas, a wood-fired oven.
My God. It really is, Finbar, an entire family day out.
Oh, it's totally like the big, and a 10-year-old can do it, and a 30-year-old or 50 or 60-year-old could literally do it if they wanted to.
My God. If people want to find out more, Finbar, they can find you on what website?
WestCorkSecret.ie.
And you're also on Facebook, I believe, as well?
That's correct, yeah, West Cork Secret.
But you're not on Twitter?
Not on Twitter. We're working on that.
Finbar O'Mahony from West Cork Secret Garden Centre, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
And that's another sod show on Dublin City FM. Thanks for listening, Peter.
Hey, thanks, Brian. It was a pleasure again.
Absolutely. We'll be under the stars this weekend under canvas?
We'll be under the stars, we'll be listening to stars, and we'll be talking to stars unknown, and hopefully we'll be able to report back to you next week on the Sod Show in the studios of Dublin City FM, where we will have Aaron Scantlebury of Millets on Mary Street in studio with us. If you do have any camping questions, do get in touch with us. Very easy to do so, and that is hashtag Sod Show.
I don't know if you got this week's pun on the song of the week, but we were talking about trying to get refueled for our camping gas, canned heat.
Yeah, nice tune actually.
See you next week.
Take care, bye for now.